Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished professional who shuttles between the UK and Singapore, Carmen Tang. Carmen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ash. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Carmen is the Chief Marketing Officer of Alchemy Pay. She's also the founder of an organization called Another Startup Story. So, Carmen, before we get into marketing, branding, Another Startup Story, tell me a little bit about your own background.
Yeah, so going back to uni, I guess I studied economics at university. Always thought that I was going to become, you know, being finance. I went to I qualified as a chartered accountant straight after uni, after doing 3 years with doing a grad scheme with a top tier professional services firm. And then, yeah, after 3 years and like 15 exams later, I remember thinking like, you know, I've qualified. Is this it? Am I just going to be, you know, working as an accountant in like a 9 to 5 for the next 25, 30 years of my life? Yeah, I was very unfulfilled, even though I was very young at the time and I knew this is not what I wanted for my life. So I had a bit of a quarter life crisis and ended up going solo backpacking around South America. And then afterwards ended up actually working in a global advertising agency as the FC. So kind of made a bit of a transition, but still within finance. And then ended up doing very many different things from there on, which I'll definitely be able to share a bit more. But yeah, my background is very much in finance.
Wonderful. So let me start by asking you about Another Startup Story, which you founded. And so tell me about it and what was your motivation to start it?
Yeah, so Another Startup Story. I remember when I was working as the FC in a global advertising agency back in when I was living in London at the time. And it was obviously in this role where I saw a lot of creativity happening around me. And, you know, what really caught my eye, though, was really the birthing stages of startups. And I kind of love like the grittiness and the excitement of starting a business. And in my role as an FC, I was basically a business partner to the MDs of the agency. Several agencies under the major, you know, company. And I was essentially working with a lot of business directors and helping them to read P&Ls and to grow their revenue for their accounts. And so I kind of also saw this gap between like the business world and the creative side, and, you know, the right and left brain. And, you know, with the account handlers, they just kind of love the creative side of it, but they just didn't want to deal with like the, you know, the financial side. And so I think that seeing that gap, I felt like there was something to work with in terms of trying to marry up the two worlds in a way, because, you know, even though advertising is very much about creativity, it is, you know, there is a lot of business operations involved, and whether that's profit or people or even, you know, trying to get new clients, there is always that business element. And after being in that role at Iris for a few times, I kind of felt like I had this deeper sense of purpose that I wanted to use what I had learned to make more of an impact, and also utilize my accountancy qualification to help create creative entrepreneurs in some way or form. And so, yeah, I think it was a process, but I had this like itch that I wanted to scratch, and I knew I wanted to just make more impact instead of just being in my 9 to 5 role. And it was only when I got asked to move to Singapore. I remember one day my COO calling me and he was like, Carmen, what do you think of Singapore? Didn't really know much about it. My parents are from Hong Kong, in case you're wondering. And I had never been to Singapore. And he was like, we need you to go to Singapore to cover someone on maternity leave. And I was like, okay, great. When do you need me to go? And he's like next week. And so I think I remember negotiating, you know, staying in London for 1 more month and then packed my stuff up, moved out there on my own. And When I moved to Singapore, I just had a lot of disposable time. Obviously, I didn't have any friends. I didn't have my network. I didn't have a lot of social obligations. And so I used that margin in time to really, just read, research. I was listening to a lot of podcasts. I was just learning a lot, trying to improve myself from a personal development perspective. I was learning about startups. And I actually started my own podcast at the time. This was back in 2018. And I was interviewing founders very much like yourself, like interviewing founders, experts, and entrepreneurs. Mm. And through this, I was very much learning about this new world of startups. And, you know, as time went on, I ended up, you know, creating my own consultancy and providing a service to startups. Through a number of different modalities, such as workshops, like events, obviously the podcast series, storytelling, coaching. And so it was, it was very much a self-starting moment for me. And that's kind of how it came about.
Fascinating. And as they say, the rest is history. But
exactly.
But now moving on, Carbon, you know, qualified accountant, backpacked all over South America, found something in advertising, and now you're the chief marketing officer of Alchemy Pay. Tell me a little bit about what you do at Alchemy Pay and a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, so Alchemy Pay is basically, we're a payment gateway provider that integrates traditional money or fiat currency with cryptocurrency. So we make it easy for you to buy and sell crypto, to buy and sell NFTs using traditional fiat payment methods such as like bank transfers, credit cards, mobile wallets, and other centralized exchange wallets like Binance Pay, Crypto.com Pay. So what we're doing, I mean, we very much see ourselves as like the bridge between, you know, the world we live in today and this future Web3 world, right? And I think, you know, when we think of the internet and how that was about making the exchange of information easier, we basically think that crypto is the biggest thing since the internet. It's very much about making the exchange of value easier for anyone, anywhere in the world. And I think that, you know, the more value we are moving over to this new technology called the blockchain. And this kind of allows us to transfer this value seamlessly, to bring people into this new reality like ASAP. So our job at Alchemy Pay is really building that back-end capability with the existing financial system and really allowing people to use local payment methods and credit cards to access these Web3 services.
Fascinating. And for my viewers and listeners, let me ask you a very basic question. Please explain what is crypto and what is blockchain, and then we'll get a little deeper.
Yeah, so with crypto, it's basically digital currency, and blockchain is the technology that facilitates the transferring this digital currency, and it can't be tampered with. And so we're just kind of leveraging on this component of self-custody, transparency, ownership, and, you know, I think the whole crypto and blockchain world is very interesting because people are very much realizing that they need to kind of take back more ownership and responsibility of their own finances, you know, because banks aren't our friends, you know, and there is this kind of argument of like decentralization, centralization, and not everyone wants to have that responsibility, but there is obviously a happy medium. It's not one or the other. And so it's very much moving towards this world of more ownership, transparency, and self-custody.
Interesting. And when you look at, you know, marketing and branding in the Web3 space, what are some of the changes you are seeing or driving?
Yeah, I mean, I think marketing in the Web3 space right now is super nascent. There's kind of no formality in the beginning. It's always been very, you know, I think some of the common crypto practices include shilling, which is basically shilling is just like a promotion of a crypto coin through advertising, usually paid. There's a lot of kind of paid posts, paid speakers. Like, for example, there was a conference in New York earlier this year, NFT NYC, which had like over 1.5 speakers. And so you know, just trying to understand like what is like a legitimate project and what is, how do we cut through the noise? And there are, you know, just so many scams out there. And so Web3 marketing is still very nascent. But I do think, you know, brand and marketing in Web2 is the same as marketing in Web3. And it usually starts with brand positioning, which is about building brands that are memorable and understanding what category your brand or project falls under. And very much ensuring that your visual identity is aligned to this. On top of that, I think, you know, I obviously manage marketing for Alchemy Pay, and we look at channels, including PR and earned media. And I think this is part of a holistic strategy, which needs to be integrated into the whole process. There's also content, you know, there's so much content you need, whether that's decks or white papers or flyers, booth designs, and that's all part of like verbal and visual storytelling. There's also growth marketing, you know, typically a lot of Web2 companies will use Twitter or Facebook ads. And right now you can't use a lot of crypto terms on these paid platforms. Mm-hmm. And so there are other alternatives, such as working with KOLs, like influencers, and also optimizing your SEO. So making sure that you have very clear FAQs, and people understanding what it is that your project does, and any questions that the consumer may have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to say, I think community is a huge, huge component. Community has been a really important part of marketing for a long time now, even with Web2, but it's kind of seen as like a different type of component of marketing in Web3. And in order to drive adoption, we need a community of educators and builders who can really shape the messaging that surrounds your project. Otherwise, you lose control of the narrative of the story. And so managing that community, and typically for a Web3 project, it's either on Discord, Telegram, or Twitter, is very, very hard to do, but super important. And I'd say offline as well, conferences, community meetups. I think in order to effectively build that community, you need to rally them behind like a very unified mission and vision. And that can be difficult when you have people from different, you know, backgrounds, cultures, and, you know, ways of thinking as well. What else would I say? I think another thing I'd like to highlight for Web3 marketing, which is really important, is probably partnerships. Crypto and Web3 is a super collaborative industry. It has such a broad ecosystem of, you know, different projects, including exchanges, wallets, liquidity providers, service providers, NFT marketplaces. And, you know, it's a great way to tap into new audiences and also have them saying, you know, we're working with you. And having that as a testimony really showcases like an aspect of your project's functionality, and gives credibility in that regard. So I think, you know, you can only say so much about your own project. You can only say so much about like how great you are. But if you have other partners who are kind of top tier crypto projects who are validating and partnering with you, that is great validation. And so, yeah, I think it's really just about piecing together a bunch of different third party perspectives and ensuring that they're confirming the quality of what your project is doing.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for such an amazing explanation. But my next question to you is that how does the average young human being get involved with crypto and Web3? I mean, you know, these are all, I guess, either they wait for a few years till it becomes you know, much more accessible, or they educate themselves. But I'd love to get your thoughts.
How would a young, well, actually you say young, but actually it's the, I think it's like the Gen Zs who are, you know, miles ahead. I think the question is like, how do we get our parents and like the older generation to get into crypto and Web3? Because I think actually the younger generation are much more versed on the topic than you know, the older generation. But what I would say to anyone trying to, you know, trying to learn and not feel like they're being left behind is just, there are so many resources out there, and to the point where it can become overwhelming, but also using the internet to your advantage. I think it's important to understand how you like to learn. Like for me, I'm an auditory learner. I love to listen to podcasts. That's why I think, you know, podcasts such as, you know, The Brand Called You is really helpful. Mm. People can learn whilst driving, learn whilst cleaning, and, you know, you don't have to find the time to sit down and read it. And, mm. and crypto and Web3 can be quite a complex topic. There's obviously a ton of different new words. There's so much terminology and technical components. So it's really just about, carving out the time to invest in yourself. And I think podcasts are a great way. Some great crypto podcasts, I'd say, I think Chris Dixon is like a really big thought leader in the space. Mm-hmm, he's the founder of A16Z, which is a big VC in the space. Mm. Who else? Naval Ravikant, I love very much Web2 technology, but is very kind of bullish in crypto. Mm. You know, there's just so many resources out there right now. And so taking a listen.
And what, the other question that I had was that, you know, when we talk Web3 and we talk branding, there is a lot of discussions going on the metaverse. And how brands are beginning to acquire a lot of space. I'm, you know, reading somewhere, Nokia has acquired some serious space on the metaverse. Mm. How does branding get to transition into this completely new three-dimensional web-based application that seems to have come, where gaming and a whole lot of other avatars, etc., are now coming into play?
Yeah, well, firstly, I think the metaverse, I think it's important to define Web3 first. I think Web3 is a movement. And obviously the term implies there's a Web1 and a Web2 that came before it. It's very much branding for a new era of the internet, whereby I mentioned before, like decentralization, transparency, self-custody and ownership are some of the core concepts and core beliefs that come with the use of this. I think it's so easy to people to kind of like bucket and put together Web3, metaverse, crypto, NFTs, like all in one bucket, but they're all actually very different things. The metaverse does have a very strong linkage to gaming, and you have all these avatars, but right now, I don't even know if there's actually a real decentralized metaverse. And so I think brands are very much using the metaverse as a new kind of marketing strategy to maybe collaborate or to create some noise. And so I do think it's a great opportunity for brands to reinvent themselves and to tap into, you know, not only the Web3 crypto native audience, but also to, you know, try and educate their Web2 traditional audience, right? So it's been a very good way from a marketing perspective to really, you know, just create some buzz. And to, you know, change their business model. I'd say a good example that I've seen recently is Alo Yoga. I don't know if you're familiar with them. A very well-known popular brand and like traditionally selling yoga athleisure wear. And they kind of branched out into skincare products like aromatherapy, very much the number one wellness brand out there in the US. And they have just partnered with Roblox to launch a wellness sanctuary in the metaverse. So you could actually go in there with your avatar and do yoga classes. You could do affirmations and meditations. And every yoga class you attend, you will earn certain points or credits that can eventually build up and accumulate. And, you know, you can gain, say, like a digital Alo yoga hat. There's this concept of twinning, which I'm not sure if you're aware of. It's like fashion twinning, where you can own a specific NFT. And, if you own that, you can go into the store and redeem that physical product, say that physical cap, but then you also own the twinning version in the metaverse. So there's lots of fun ways in which, you know, brands can kind of experiment. I wouldn't say I'm an expert on the metaverse. You know, the Alchemy Pays a fintech is a payment platform. So we're just trying to facilitate users into products such as, you know, other Web3 projects that are interacting with the metaverse. But I personally think it's a great way to kind of, tap into new business models.
And my last question to you, Carbon, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your amazing journey and all the knowledge that you have about so many diverse topics, ranging from crypto to fintech to Web3 and so much more, what would you say are three learnings or three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation?
Yeah, well, that's a hard question, but a very good question. I think three lessons. I'd say my first one would be to take bolder decisions. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, looking back, just being more risk-taking and mm-hmm. you know, looking at that risk and reward, especially if you're young, mm-hmm. taking bold decisions. I'd say, secondly, looking out for yourself. I think, mm-hmm. You know, often we go into companies or, you know, go into relationships thinking that, people always have the best interest for us, but actually, you know, we really need to understand what are our personal goals and taking the time to take stock and reflect on, you know, where you want to go and making mm-hmm. sure that you are taking responsibility for your decisions in that regard. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, I'd say building a really strong network of smart mm-hmm. and kind and good people, never underestimating the power of who you surround yourself with. I think mm-hmm. that has definitely helped in my life. And I'd say building that network is super important.
Wonderful. And on that note, and your three terrific lessons, take bolder decisions, don't hesitate to take risks. But I must also say that I'm 66 and I still think when I was 21, I had taken bolder decisions. But the second one is look out for yourself. And I think that's a very, very powerful statement that you made. And the third one is build a strong network of people who probably care for you and who you can learn from. Thank you, Kamran, for speaking to me about another startup story, about your journey. Thank you for speaking to me about marketing and branding, about the crypto, about fintech a little bit, about Alchemy Pay. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, Ash.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.